Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am VC Pramod with the World News. The headlines. India announces special economic package for Mauritius to boost infrastructure, employment and healthcare in the island nation. Nepal President Ramchandra Paudel says, making all possible effort to resolve current situation within constitutional framework. Various stakeholders call for finding solutions through peaceful dialogue and democratic process. In Indonesia, at least 14 people killed in worst flooding in Bali. And in badminton, India's Lakshya Sen and Ayush Shetty enter men's singles quarterfinal of Hong Kong Open. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today announced a special economic package for Mauritius designed to strengthen infrastructure, create employment opportunities, and enhance healthcare facilities in the island nation. Mr. Modi stated this during a joint press briefing after holding wide-ranging bilateral talks with his Mauritian counterpart Naveen Chandra Ram Gulam at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh. Mr. Modi emphasized that these initiatives are not assistance but an investment in their shared future.
आज हमने मॉरिशस की आवश्यकताओं और प्राथमिकताओं को ध्यान में रखते हुए एक स्पेशल इकोनॉमिक पैकेज पर निर्णय लिया है। यह इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर मजबूत करेगा, रोजगार के नए अवसर पैदा करेगा और स्वास्थ्य सुविधाओं को सुदृढ़ करेगा। दिस पैकेज इज नॉट एन असिस्टेंस, इट इज एन इन्वेस्टमेंट इन अवर शेयर्ड फ्यूचर। पिछले साल मॉरिशस में UPI और रुपे कार्ड की शुरुआत हुई। अब हम लोकल करेंसी में व्यापार को सक्षम करने की दिशा में काम करेंगे।
Mr. Modi said India and Mauritius are two nations, but their dreams and destiny are one.
Free, open, secure, स्थिर और समृद्ध हिंद महासागर हमारी साझा प्राथमिकता है। इस संदर्भ में मॉरिशस के एक्सक्लूसिव इकोनॉमिक जोन की सुरक्षा और मैरिटाइम कैपेसिटी को मजबूत करने के लिए भारत पूरी तरह प्रतिबद्ध है। इंडिया एंड मॉरिशस आर टू नेशंस, बट अवर ड्रीम्स आर एंड डेस्टिनी आर वन।
नेपाल प्रेसिडेंट रामचंद्र पौडेल हैज सेड ही इज करंटली एंगेज्ड इन कंसल्टेशंस एंड मेकिंग एवरी पॉसिबल एफर्ट टू एड्रेस द कंट्रीज ऑनगोइंग चैलेंजेस फ्रॉम विद इन द कॉन्स्टिट्यूशनल बाउंड्री। Mr. Paudel's remarks comes as the country witnessed deadly violence over the past few days, triggered by a government ban on major social media platforms and anger over corruption. The violent clashes claimed the lives of 34 people and also led to the resignation of KP Sharma Oli as Nepal's Prime Minister. Meanwhile, many civil society groups have urged Gen Z to address the current political situation through peaceful dialogue and democratic process. More from our correspondent.
On the fourth day of Gen Z protest, no names have been finalized to lead the interim government in Nepal. President of Nepal, Ramchandra Paudel, issued a statement that he is currently engaged in consultations and making every possible effort to address the country's ongoing challenges from within the constitutional boundary. Student leaders, including 12 former chairpersons of different student organizations affiliated to political parties, have expressed the view that demands of Gen Z group could be addressed in the line with constitution. Meanwhile, several civil societies like Brihad Nagarik Andolan, Democratic Thought Society and others have urged all civil society organizations to remain united and proactive to find solutions to the current situation through peaceful dialogue and democratic process. District Administration of Kathmandu, Lalitpur, Bhaktapur, Pokhara and Sankhuba Sabha has imposed curfew till Friday morning to prevent any untoward event from happening. Nepali army had thwarted attempts of prisoners who tried to escape from different jails in Nepal, but 92 inmates managed to escape from Jhapa prison. Flights from Tribhuvan International Airport have resumed from today, allowing stranded tourists to leave to their destination safely. The Supreme Court will resume regular hearing of cases and registration of writ petition of habeas corpus will be done from September 14. Shweta Singh for Akashvani News, Kathmandu.
Union Minister of Education Dharmendra Pradhan said India and the UAE have entered a new phase of educational cooperation with the inauguration of the Indian Institute of Management Ahmedabad's Dubai campus and the growing presence of Indian universities and schools in the Emirates. Mr. Pradhan was speaking to the media during his visit to Dubai.
Today will be remembered as a very memorable day for UAE-India relationship because 1.5 years ago, the leadership of UAE requested for a campus of IIM Ahmedabad in Dubai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi accepted their suggestion. Today is the day. We all are very happy and very enthusiastic about the inauguration of IIM Ahmedabad and Dubai Education City.
India's envoy at the United Nations Human Rights Council, UNHRC, sharply rebuked Pakistan, calling its statements recycled falsehood and a dump truck of lies. Speaking during India's Fight Right for Reply, Permanent Mission of India Councillor Kshitij Tyagi accused Pakistan of sponsoring terror and misusing international forums to spread propaganda. During the Council's 60th session in Geneva, Tyagi exercised India's right of reply after Pakistan commented on India. He said India needed no lessons from a terror sponsor, citing Pakistan's history of financing and sheltering terrorist networks. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates on the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. At least 14 people have been killed in Bali, Indonesia, following the island's worst flooding in a decade, triggered by torrential rains that caused rivers to overflow. Two people remain missing in Denpasar, where most fatalities occurred. Hundreds of residents have been evacuated as homes were submerged, roads blocked and bridges damaged. In US, police and federal agents mounted an intense manhunt today for the sniper believed to have fired the single gunshot that killed conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Kirk, 31, a podcast radio commentator and an influential ally of President Donald Trump, was shot dead yesterday when he was fielding questions about gun violence during a university event in Orem, Utah. Authorities are treating the killing as a targeted political attack. Kirk's murder stirred immediate expressions of outrage and denunciations of political violence from Democrats and Republicans alike. In Bangladesh, the interim government has extended the executive magistratory powers of armed forces officers by another 60 days. According to the Ministry of Public Administration notification on Thursday, commissioned officers of the Bangladesh Army holding the rank of captain and above have been granted special executive magistrate powers across the country for 60 days starting from 12 September. 24 years after the deadliest attack on U.S. soil, Americans are pausing to remember the nearly 3,000 victims of 9/11. Ceremonies and events are taking place across the United States to mark the somber anniversary of the 2001 Al-Qaeda hijackings that forever changed the nation. On 11 September 2001, four hijacked passenger planes were used as weapons. Two crashed into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center in New York. A third hit the Pentagon just outside Washington, D.C., and a fourth went down in a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, after passengers fought back. Indian shuttler Ayush Shetty caused a major upset at the Hong Kong Open Super 500 badminton tournament today, ousting 2023 World Championship silver medalist Kodai Naraoka of Japan in a hard-fought three-game contest to storm to the men's singles quarterfinals. Ayush defeated the former world number two Japanese shuttler 21-19, 12-21, 21-14. Ayush will face his compatriot Lakshya Sen in the quarterfinals tomorrow. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India announces special economic package for Mauritius to boost infrastructure, employment and healthcare in the island nation. Nepal President Ramchandra Paudel says, making all possible effort to resolve current situation within constitutional framework, various stakeholders call for finding solutions through peaceful dialogue and democratic process. In Indonesia, at least 14 people killed in the worst flooding in Bali. And in badminton, India's Lakshya Sen and Ayush Shetty enter men's singles quarterfinal of the Hong Kong Open. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.